In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning's gospel, we heard the familiar story of the Canaanite woman who came following after the Lord, seeking his help for her daughter. This is one of the readings that the church gives us as part of the preparation for the preparation of Lent. These are some of the readings that come before we start the period of the Triodion. But every year before Lent starts, the church gives us this reading along with several others, the reading about Zacchaeus, the reading about the 10 talents, in order to help us to start to reflect on our spiritual work during Lent. And today we have the Canaanite woman as a model of faithful prayer. It's a little bit of a puzzling story when you first hear it, because it sounds like the Lord is being calloused towards this woman who's in need. She comes to him and she's begging for help, and he says, he doesn't help her immediately. Instead, he says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then when she continues to beg him, he says, it is not fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. It's a little bit of a puzzling thing. These are puzzling things to hear our Lord saying to a woman in need. But there was a method, so to speak, to his madness. He was using this occasion in order to instruct his disciples, and also, of course, to teach us as well when we hear this story. But this woman who comes to him, he knows, being God and knowing everything, that she has deep faith in her heart. And he wants to reveal that. So this woman comes, and she follows after the Lord, begging for his help. But notice the terms in which she begs for his help. She says, have mercy on me, because my daughter is severely possessed by a demon. Have mercy on me, not have mercy on my daughter. Every word in Scripture has significance. So just this little detail has a great deal of significance. She's taken her daughter's need upon herself. It is her need. This is a prayer, we could call it a prayer of self-giving love, where she adopts the need of the other person as being her own need and pleads with the Lord for help as if it's her own problem. When we pray, sometimes It's a struggle to pray with concentration, and sometimes we are distracted in our prayers. And of course, when we are distracted, our mind isn't on our prayer. It's hardly worth the name prayer. When we pray for ourselves from the heart, that's more of a prayer. But the truest kind of prayer is to pray for someone else's need as if it were our own. This is truly following the Lord's commandment to love your neighbor as yourself. That doesn't just mean love your neighbor in the same way that you love yourself. It means love your neighbor as if your neighbor is yourself. Because we are all connected, because all of our pains and all of our joys, all of our difficulties, in all of those things, we are connected with one another. In our sin, and our sinful preoccupation with ourselves, we don't realize that connection. But through God's grace, we can realize that connection and take one another's needs upon ourselves in order to pray for them, to intercede for them. So first off, this woman represents the prayer of self-giving love, which is something for us to learn from as we approach the season of prayer, Lent. Secondly, so this woman, as she is pleading with the Lord, first off, the disciples, and this is a key piece of context, the disciples ask Jesus to send her away. So who is hard-hearted in this story? It's the disciples. The disciples who come and say, send her away. But even before that, I actually missed a point that I wanted to make. After she is following after and crying, and before the disciples even come and speak to him, it says that Jesus did not answer her a word. Sometimes God is silent in the face of our prayers. Sometimes he doesn't answer us right away. But like this woman who continues to cry out, who isn't thwarted by his silence, we ought to persist in prayer. Like that blind beggar. Some of you may have been here when we had the gospel about the blind beggar who the crowd tried to silence. They said, oh, be quiet, be quiet. He's not going to help you. And yet he cried out all the more. Likewise, like this Canaanite woman and like that blind beggar, we have to persist in prayer. The Lord told a parable about persistence in prayer. He said, there was a woman who had been treated unjustly, and she went to the judge to plead for his help. She was outside the judge's home, not even outside the court, but outside of his home, pleading day and night. And this judge, he was hard-hearted and not a very good judge. And yet, the Lord says, because of her persistence, because she wouldn't give up, just to get rid of her, the judge comes out and helps her. He says, if that's the case with such an evil judge, all the more so won't God help us if we persist in prayer. So likewise, brothers and sisters, let us persist in our prayers to God and not be thwarted by his seeming silence. But coming back to the other point that I began prematurely, the disciples tell the Lord to send this woman away because they're annoyed that she continues to follow and the Lord ignores her. They're annoyed by this situation, and especially because this woman is a Canaanite. She's not a part of the house of the people of Israel. She's a foreigner. She's a pagan. And why is she following after the Messiah? The disciples dismiss her. So Jesus, after they say this, answers the woman, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, is that him speaking? No, he's reflecting what the disciples think. He's reflecting their attitude towards this woman, right? He says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she comes and kneels before him saying, Lord, help me. She doesn't give up. Even not only in the face of silence, but even in the face of a seeming obstacle to helping her. And then he goes even further. He says, it is not fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Now notice, he didn't say she was a dog. Again, he's reflecting back the attitude of his disciples. His disciples are thinking of this woman as if she's not even a human being who's in need. She's just an annoyance, like a dog who's following and yapping. You know, like, send the dog away. We're annoyed with the dog. And who, of course, would the disciples think to be the children? Well, the people of Israel. People of Israel, the children who deserve the master's care. So the Lord reflects back their attitude to her, knowing that she can take it. How does she respond? Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. She doesn't take offense. She doesn't react with pride. You know, what does the scripture say? That God opposes the proud. So it's a good thing she didn't react with pride. If we pray with pride, how can we hope to be heard? If we live with pride, how can we hope to attract the grace and care of God? But instead, she reacts with humility. She says, yes, I am a dog, but spare a few crumbs off of the table for me. And so Jesus finally reveals the moral to this interaction, saying it not really for her sake, but for his disciples' sake. O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed instantly. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, let us endeavor as we pray. First of all, to pray for others from our hearts, taking their problems upon ourselves, bearing their burdens. Let us also be persistent in prayer, even when we think God isn't hearing us. And then finally, let us be humble in prayer. And this especially we can do by adding to every one of our prayers, not my will, but thine be done. It is this kind of humility, recognizing that we are unworthy of God's help, recognizing also that he is the all-wise and all-good benefactor who knows what we need even before we tell him, and even better than we can tell him. It's that kind of humility that draws the grace of God in order to help us and to help others to the glory of his holy name, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.